has been one of discovery, and hopefully you've discovered the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The human body, for instance, is an astoundingly durable creation. It contains approximately 10 pints of blood, yet it is still able to operate with just half of that. The device before you is one of sacrifice, a sacrifice of blood. In order to open the door, the beaker must be filled to the marked level, a level that is of no coincidence. This amount can come from any one of you. That does not matter. What does matter is time. For in 15 minutes, if the beaker is not filled, the bombs will explode and the doors will be sealed forever. So now I ask you, how much blood will you give in order to survive?
Fuck!
Right. So one person can fill the beaker with 10 pints of blood and die. Or two people can fill it with 5 pints. Maybe live. What are we gonna do?
I know the investigative journalist in there. His name is Charles. He was writing a story about what I did.
What'd you do?
A dealer gave me an ounce of heroin to burn down an abandoned building. But it was... Oh, God, it wasn't abandoned. There was 8 people in there. 8 people died. And the feds got involved. And I got caught, but I made a deal and my dad got me off. I disappeared and nothing happened. Nothing happened.
That's how she knew me? The woman in the tub. Fire! That's what connects us. The fire inspector who wrote the bogus accident report. The city planner who pushed through the residential permits. The journalist that buried the investigative story. The rich kid junkie who was the patsy. And the real estate developer who set it all in motion. We killed 8 people and stole a property and nobody cared.
Nobody cared? 8 people and their families cared? The feds cared? Look at my fucking arm! I cared! I cared!
But you didn't face justice. None of us did.
Why did they all do it? Why, what was it, for money? This was your plan? You were the one behind it? There was 8 people still living in that building. You had to know that. Did you know that? You're a monster.
So are you.
We both deserve to be here.